If you head to YouTube and search for a how-to video, you'll find instructional videos for picking a lock with hairpins, baking a cake, even catching an armadillo. And sometimes watching these videos makes these things seem doable. So much so that researchers on a project called RoboBrain are working on teaching robots to teach themselves to do things just by watching YouTube videos. Ozan Sener is one of those researchers. He joins us from Stanford, where he works at the Artificial Intelligence Lab. And Ozan, how does this work?
The main idea behind the project is this. We want to start with the YouTube because we believe that YouTube has enormous amount of information. But the problem of YouTube is the machine cannot understand it because there is no structure of the information in YouTube. So we started with this unstructured information and we started to discover patterns from it. For example, we discovered that there is a circular black object which is used in the egg omelet making videos. So our algorithm understands that this is an important object. Then it also understands that these objects occur with the subtitle, the word called pan. So then we discovered that this object is called pan. And through these discoveries, our algorithm creates a structured knowledge base. And this knowledge base consists of the information like words, objects, activities, and actions. So that robots can understand this information.
So the robots can just sit there, watch a YouTube video of an omelet being made, and then do it themselves?
Yes, this is the final aim. And our algorithm is basically start with lots of omelet videos and basically understand what are the steps. What is each action required to complete this final goal? And then since we discover all these small actions, robot can watch clips of these small actions and learn to perform each specific action. For example, flipping an omelet or buttering the pan. And then robots can combine these all the knowledge to complete the final goal.
How many times do they have to watch the video to learn?
Since the algorithm is completely unsupervised, we need to have processed enough number of videos so that these patterns are actually visible. And we figured out that for each the action, we need around like 1,000 videos to actually figure out these patterns.
1,000 videos. And it's not the same video 1,000 times. It's different videos.
No. It's that there are like all different ways of performing the final goal. The 1,000 different ways of making an omelet.
Wow. I feel all of a sudden smarter than a robot that I could probably figure out how to make an omelet without watching something 1,000 times.
We are definitely way smarter than robots.
At least for now. Well, that's where I want to go next. This sort of scares some people to hear about the idea that a robot could teach itself how to do something without any human supervision.
Actually, I think there is enough time to actually be scared of these things because currently, this entire process still starts with the human's input, humans asking that make man omelet with a specific kind of question. And also, the just watching random number of videos and entire YouTube is neither feasible nor possible because even in our unsupervised case, we give lots of common sense knowledge to robot to actually be able to understand this thing. For example, we say that there are things called objects, there are things called words, there are these things called actions, and each action is composed of applying motion to objects. So in a way that although it is unsupervised, we are actually giving these robots to what kind of patterns to look for. And robots cannot do anything without the help of the human.
Well, tell us why there's such a big difference there. Why does it matter so much if there's a human supervising the robot learning how to do this or not?
There are multiple reasons. For example, one thing, the biggest problem is the common sense knowledge. Although there are lots of information on the internet, these are designed for the humans. For example, the knowledge of butter being in the fridge, which is actually impossible to find from the YouTube videos or even from the internet text, because we all know that and we don't need to write this information while sharing knowledge with each other. So in a way that robots need this common sense knowledge to be extracted with the help of the humans.
Do you see this research eventually leading to a bunch of, let's say, omelet-making robots leading the kitchen line at a restaurant or something like that, that they'll be able to take over human jobs because they know how to do these things?
Not really, but what I believe is this. Eventually, the kitchen line will be composed of robots and humans will be way more efficient thanks to the robots. And humans will not do the dull operations like flipping a pancake, but will do more like a more the operations which requires a higher understanding, like designing the menu or actually deciding what to put in it, how to change the recipe, things like that. But the robots will take over for the dull operations, and robots will help the humans to be way more efficient in the kitchen.
That's Ozan Sener, a researcher with RoboBrain. That's a project that's teaching robots how to teach themselves different tasks by watching YouTube videos. Very interesting. We'll link you to more about it at hereandnow.org. Ozan, thank you for joining us.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.